Shorts. Okay, we need to talk. Wow, I do not have time to do this article this morning. This is probably going to be way too long. And I have way too much to do, but dang it, I can't help it. Friendly atheist. Wisconsin official blames homelessness on sin. Then votes against aid for the poor. All right. Let's take the title as given. So we're in some kind of city council meeting. There is a group called a Porchlight. There's a proposition to give them $231,000 in grants. Porchlight helps the homeless, provides them with shelter, food, telehealth, things like that. All right. Everybody is in favor of it, it seems, except for one person who stands to speak against it. There is a video involved. I'll link to it. You can watch the video. So there's a lot of reading I want to do here. He, which is Councilman Wigan, or Wegan, maybe. He explained that his problem was that Porchlight wasn't addressing the root cause of homelessness. Therefore, this grant was just putting a short-term bandage on the wound. For every dollar that we invest in providing someone a temporary place to sleep, he said, we should be investing an equal amount or putting an equal amount of energy towards finding solutions toward the root cause. Now, he said some variation of this several times throughout his little speech. In the video, his comments are a little bit more expansive. I encourage you to watch it. He keeps saying, I'm just going to say disingenuously, giving shelter to homeless people is a nice thing to do. And that's part of the solution. So he does say that that's part of the solution. But it doesn't address the root cause, and we're throwing money at it. Only part of the solution without addressing the root cause. And so half his comments are saying they should stop throwing money at it, and the other half of his comments are saying it's a part of the solution. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say the part that was saying it's a part of the solution is just him lying. It's just him trying to be diplomatic as he votes against part of the solution. All right. And I say he's lying because we can see his actions. You can watch the video. You can make these judgments. There was a follow-up from fellow supervisor Anthony Gray. What do you think is the root cause of homelessness? Wagan, clearly expecting this question, responded with a smile. Sin. Reading a quote here. Sin is the root cause. Please record it. Sin is the root cause. When God created the world, there was no sin. He created a perfect world. Men ruined it by sinning. And we've seen the depravity and decline of our world ever since. So when we talk about the root cause, if you really want to go back to why we have mental health issues, to why we have greed, why we have people being mean to other people, it's sin. And until we address that issue, we're going to continue to see this issue of homelessness and a whole slate of other issues in our society. So thank you for asking the question. So I'm going to read Meta's commentary here, at least some of it, because it's exactly the commentary I had when I saw that comment. And so Meta got there first, and he said it better. It's not just a pointless answer. It's a completely impractical one. Look at the reaction of the lady behind Wigan immediately after he finishes his speech. She speaks for everyone. Meta goes on. For starters, even if you believe in the biblical nonsense, there's literally no way to resolve the issue. How do you fix sin? Blame Eve all you want. You can't force her to uneat a piece of fruit, which means that Wigan presumably wants taxpayer dollars spent on converting people to Christianity rather than helping them with any pressing needs. Not only would that be illegal, the board would be turning its back on helping the community, the one job members were elected to do. Suppose they did put money toward fixing the sin problem. They'll somehow... money toward fixing the sin problem, though, somehow. What should the community do in the meantime when it comes to assisting people with mental health struggles, homelessness, or being mean? Nothing if people like Wigan had his way. They've done enough. Is a switch going to magically flip on after 1 week of the sin initiative and solve all the problems? Of course not. The most Christian states in America have the highest gun deaths, worse health care, and least education. More Jesus has never been the solution to anything. Okay, so he goes on. This is actually a fairly long article for Meta, but Gray, the one who asked the follow-up question, he had some things to say. Now, Wigan has some other things to say. Basically, he, in a piece, a further interview, he basically says, my church, we help people, but we make them sit through a sermon first. that's basically what he says there. So Gray, it wasn't until the fourth or fifth time that it dawned on me what he was, It wasn't until, I encourage you to read the article. It wasn't until the fourth or fifth time that it dawned on me what he was actually saying. Gray said in an interview Monday, once I figured it out, I realized how vile and disgusting it was to blame homelessness on the unhoused. I knew that if I opened the door for him, he would stop talking in dog whistles and speak truth. Gray, who calls himself a practicing Episcopalian, said he disagrees with Wigan's views on both sin and causes of homelessness. The reason people are homeless is because they don't have homes, he said. The reason people have mental illness is because they're sick. Blaming the victim is the coward's way out. And then Gray goes on. You can read that too. But that wasn't the only response to Wigan. Let's see. It's not just the other officials who rejected Wigan's thoughtless comments. Dozens of local religious leaders penned a letter denouncing his words. So I want to read some of this. Supervisor Wigan, we write to you in the spirit of Pilate's wife, to call you to be more careful with your words concerning the communities oppressed and marginalized. It has come to our collective attention that you indicated in your official capacity that sin is the root cause of homelessness. Not only is this statement deeply hurtful and divisive in our community, it is simply wrong and certainly contradicts the teachings of Jesus. Did Jesus not see unhoused people? Jesus did not see unhoused people as sinful and problematic. Rather, he continually characterizes theologies like yours that infer that only bad and sinful people are unhoused and problematic. I would just add to that the story of Lazarus, which is probably what they're referring to, the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was the only one in the story given a name. That's an interesting literary indication. Also, Lazarus, there was nothing spoken of Lazarus about his righteousness. It's just that he was homeless. That's it. That's the only thing we know about Lazarus. And he died homeless outside of the house of a rich person, basically saying, get off my lawn. You know, the same thing that you would say to a homeless person camped on your doorstep, by the way. And Lazarus was taken up to heaven. Why? Once again, was it because he was righteous? Not in this story. So I would echo what these religious leaders, whoever they are, have said. Jesus said, blessed are the poor, woe to the rich, without any extra commentary on the poor or the rich. Wiggin says, they're poor because of sin. Jesus said, they're poor because they're blessed. Yeah, I don't know what either one of these cats are on about, because neither Wiggin nor Jesus make any sense to me. But that said, theologically speaking, Wiggin is in a rough place, I think. And looking at the clock, I am also in a rough place. So, unlike Wiggin, I am going to stop talking. You know what to do. SkepticsandSeekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. Okay, I will say this one thing. I'm not supposed to interrupt my ending. I mean, that's the rules. But then again, I wrote the rules. Mac Attack and I will be talking about politics this weekend on the main show. And I plan to be doing a live stream of that. We record at 10 o'clock Eastern, usually. If that changes, well, oh well, I'll try to make sure that doesn't change though. You can find the Skeptics and Seekers channel on YouTube. And so, in the meantime, I'm out.